Welcome to For You, the podcast with Sarah O'Sullivan. This one is for all my gals who want the tea when it comes to TikTok content and navigating your 20s.
Guys, oh my gosh, happy new year. Welcome back to another episode of For You, the podcast. Right now, I'm actually sitting in a new studio that I'm using at the Hills Podcast Studio in Bella Vista. They're amazing. Check them out if you're wanting to start a podcast or anything like that, or just need a studio to hire. I feel super professional. I have like my headphones on and I'm in like a soundproof room and there's cool lighting and video. I really like it. It's a lot of fun. It's currently the end of 2020. So it's like kind of that weird limbo stage between Christmas and New Year's, but I thought I would come in while I'm not doing much with my time and start recording for 2023. So happy New Year. I hope you all had an amazing Christmas and New Year's. I know I would have had an amazing New Year's. I'm super excited for my New Year's plans this year, and I have lots of friends visiting from the Gold Coast because that's another thing. I moved back to Sydney, so I'm all settled in. I'm all back, which is very exciting. So yes, today we are going to chat about how you can smash your TikTok strategy in 2023. So 2022 is over. It's been a big year on social media and how trends have grown and how the algorithms have changed. And actually, a fun fact for you all, in 2022, TikTok surpassed Netflix for the amount of users under the age of 35. To me, that's wild, but it's also not that surprising because if I think about it, do I watch TikTok more or Netflix more? And I know I watch TikTok more because my attention span is getting shorter and shorter due to TikTok. So thanks for that, Tiki. But I feel like that's the most wild thing. And it's like, what else is it going to surpass next? Like, is it going to surpass YouTube next? Because that would be interesting. But TikTok doesn't actually consider itself a social media platform, which I never had really thought about, but it actually considers itself rather an entertainment platform. So kind of makes sense that it is kind of like on par / surpassed Netflix as a whole. But it's still growing and it's still the biggest platform growing globally. So if you're still sleeping on TikTok, make sure you jump on it, because if you're sleeping on it, you're doing it wrong for your marketing. So let's get it. Let's smash your 2023 TikTok strategy. So like any other social media platform, there are so many changes all of the time to TikTok. So we are going to dive in deep this episode about all you need to know for TikTok in 2023 in order to smash your marketing strategy. But first, I'm going to go through some questions that you guys have left me on the For You the podcast Instagram page. I've left a few question boxes up just to like see what everyone kind of wants to know. So I am going to answer some questions. I feel kind of nervous recording this because there's lots of windows and people are like looking at me, but it's fine. I'll get over it. So some questions. Best equipment / phone settings for lifestyle vlog type TikToks. That's a great question. I love a good little TikTok vloggy on my personal TikTok account. All I do though, I'm that person who always has the latest phone. So as soon as a new phone comes out, I go and get the new phone because I blame it on my work and that I need it, but I probably don't. But it helps having like a high quality grade phone. And I record like just on the camera app, so I don't actually record within TikTok, and then I use Splice to edit it, which is great in my opinion. I love Splice. I love being able to edit it not on the TikTok app, because if I edit it on the TikTok app, often it glitches and then I lose all my progress and it's just like a nightmare. So highly recommend to have a good quality phone, film on your camera app and film on the highest, like, what do you call it? Like 24K or 4K.24 is what I film on. And I always have like the grids on, so I know where I'm filming, what ratios I'm in. And then I do my voiceover either in the Splice app or the TikTok app. So I feel like that's kind of all you really need. You don't need to overcomplicate it. You can record YouTube videos on your phone now. Like, the phone quality is freaking amazing. So highly recommend that. Another question from Angel. It's a beautiful name. How did you get started in marketing and the social media world? So I will do a whole episode on my kind of career journey now, like to now. But for now, I will just give you like a quick little rundown. I left year 12, and the week after I left year 12, I started an events management traineeship at like a local council. And from there, I really fell in love with the marketing side of events. So I decided to, after that 12 months was up, go to university. I studied a Bachelor of Communications majoring in PR and marketing. And then I moved from the events team to the marketing team within the council, and I worked full-time and studied full-time working in marketing, and kind of fell in love with the social media side of things. And from there, I've just, been now in like the events and marketing industry for 6 years, which is wild. And have a degree. And I've really found that my passion lies within social media and content, but I still love all aspects of marketing and events and PR, etc. Jess asked, what are the three most important tips for TikTok marketing? Okay, this is a hard question to answer in 3 points, but I would say, and I'll actually get into this a little bit more in this episode, but number one, be clear on your values, your mission, and your goals with TikTok, and like niche down to what you are. Don't try and do too much. Try and stick to what your brand stands for and what your brand is good at. Number two, be entertaining. It's very important to be entertaining on TikTok. As I said before, TikTok is now an entertainment platform, not so much a social media platform. So you are wanting to entertain and also educate your audience. It's a great way to like get your audience to click that follow button as well. And I would say number three is to build a community. Community on TikTok is so important. And I think if you don't have a community where you can be real, honest, raw with them and have that kind of relationship, it's not going to work as well as you want it to, and you're going to kind of get left behind. So make sure you are fostering and building a community on TikTok. They would be my three TikTok marketing tips, I would say. Someone, The Wellness Recipe, asked, what is the best way to grow organically? I would say to grow organically, I'll get into it in this episode, but know your why, know your goals, know what your key messaging is, know what your brand guide, look, style is, and be consistent. So I give myself the kind of benchmark to other clients to say, you need to be posting on TikTok 2 to 3 times a day. Consistency is key. And if you just keep pushing out that content, like there are billions of users on TikTok, you need to get to the forefront of the algorithm. So that would be my number one tip on growing organically. Let's choose. Oh, okay. This is a really good question. Eden asked, how to differentiate your Instagram marketing from TikTok marketing? This is a really good question and I really love it. A lot of people I talk to just say, oh, we'll just replicate what we do on Reels onto TikTok. But like, you can't do that. TikTok and Instagram are two different platforms. And I think people don't realize that if you are replicating what you're doing on one platform, it's not going to work. So the way I describe how to differentiate TikTok and Instagram is polished. It's professional and it's very like clean cut and like just polished and professional, I would say. And you don't really show that like raw, organic, real personality side on Instagram. Whereas on TikTok, you should be showing the raw, real, organic side. Like you should be able to pick up a camera or pick up your phone and quickly record a TikTok and post it. Whereas on Instagram, you probably have to film it professionally or film it and then edit it or whatnot. So I would say the difference is on TikTok, you are able to be more real, raw, and organic and be able to grow and foster a community. Whereas on Instagram, it's kind of like a website and the forefront of your brand for what people see. So it kind of needs to have that like more polished professional look. Although I do think in 2023 that will change a little bit and it will become more raw and organic like TikTok, but we will talk about that in this episode as well. I'm going to choose one more There's a lot of personal questions in here, but I will leave that for another one. Oh, my friend Ashley asked me how I got my start. I'm going to take this as I've already answered how I got into social media and marketing. So I'm going to take this question as how I got my start on TikTok. So if you follow my personal TikTok at Sarah M. O'Sullivan, I started posting what the postman brought me, or like fashion hauls or shopping hauls during the COVID lockdown in 2021. So that's kind of how I started on TikTok and how I got my start in that way. And I kind of like just started doing OOTDs and days in the life in marketing and whatnot. So if you haven't been following me since then, that's kind of how I'm on TikTok. But yes, nonetheless, let's get into what we can expect in 2023 from TikTok and how to smash your TikTok marketing strategy. I'm just going to have some water because I am so thirsty. We love a little bit of Frank Green ASMR. Okay, so firstly, let's get into what trends we can expect to be making waves in 2023 on social media as a whole. So not just on TikTok, as a whole, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, TikTok, Twitter, all of it. This list is actually according to Later.com. Later.com have an incredible blog site. I learn a lot about social media and the updates on that. So highly recommend if you are new to the social media world or the marketing world, head to Later.com. They have an incredible blog covering every topic that you can ever think of. So get on it. So this is according to Later.com, the trends that we can expect. Number one, less copy and paste trends. So by that, it means like less just jumping on a trend because someone else did it, but actually starting your own trends. So I'm excited to kind of see people's originality and creativity pop through with that. Yeah, that should be exciting. Number two, UGC creators are going to shine. So if you don't know what UGC is, it is user-generated content. So there are a lot of user-generated content creators out there, and it is about to blow up more so than influencing on TikTok, I would say. It's a lot of people don't have necessarily a following or a platform or like pedestal to stand on with UGC creators. It's more they are really talented at creating these ads or creating these organic pieces of content for brands that they get paid for. So they don't necessarily have to post it on their account and be influencing their audience, but they have to create the video or piece of content and send it to the brand as kind of like an exchange for pay or gifting or whatever. So I'm excited to see that kind of take off. I do a bit of UGC creation myself for brands. So yeah, that should be exciting and like a second stream of income for a lot of people. So if you are talented, use your skills because people need them and people will pay you for them. Number three, YouTube Shorts is going to take off. So I've known this one for a little while. I've actually worked with a few brands on creating a YouTube account purely to use YouTube Shorts. So because TikTok is taking off so well at the moment, YouTube Shorts is trying to compete with that so that TikTok doesn't overtake YouTube in like as it did with Netflix. So they're pushing YouTube Shorts more than anything to kind of see that grow. So if you don't have a YouTube account, get on YouTube. It's the easiest way to grow at the moment on YouTube Shorts. You can replicate what you do on TikTok, but make it unique. Make sure you are utilizing the captions, the hashtags, the playlists, the tags, like everything, and see your YouTube account just boom. Number four, the rise of LinkedIn creators. So I've actually been saying this for a while as well, that YouTube influencers and creators, I mean, I think I just said YouTube, LinkedIn creators and influencers are going to take off because you see, like, I'm someone who uses LinkedIn religiously. I use it more than I do Facebook. So I see all these influencers on there all the time, and it's only a matter of time before companies like Canva or Later or Google are going to start paying these influencers to include them in their posts because the amount of reach that LinkedIn users and creators get is insane. So again, if you are a business-minded person or have a great personality for that kind of thing, get onto being a LinkedIn creator/influencer because it's about to blow up. So do it. Number five, keyword search and SEO take center stage. So I did speak about this in the first TikTok marketing podcast. SEO is being pushed so much more on TikTok now, and that includes your captions, your text on screen, your dialogue, your voiceover, the hashtags, that kind of thing. So SEO is search engine optimization. If you didn't know what that stands for, it's very highly used in the Google world. So if you type into Google best water bottle, I'm sure Frank Green will pop up. I'm just going to keep plugging Frank Green because I love them so much. But SEO is the kind of keywords for searching. So if someone was to search social media marketing manager, I would hope that my video would pop up on there because I hashtag social media manager, marketing manager, day in the life of a social media manager, day in the life of a marketer. I use it in my voiceover. So I'll say, hey guys, welcome back to another day in the life of a social media manager, or blah, 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 blah. So utilize SEO because it is going to take center stage even more. Number seven or six, I forget. Storytelling is less linear. So I think from my interpretation of this, it's just going to be, again, more real and raw and organic. And you don't have to, when you're doing a voiceover, have a script in front of you. Tell the story however it comes to your head. Tell the story in a raw and real and relatable, organic way. And I promise you, people will love you for that. So if you're just like, oh my God, today I did this. Oh wait, no. And then I saw this person, blah, 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 blah. You're allowed to not be linear. You're allowed to have ups and downs and ebbs and flows, like within everything. So anyway, so I think that was like five or six kind of trends that are going to be making waves in 2023. If you want to read more on it, you can head to Later and check out their blog. There are a few more that I didn't include because I want to get through this episode quite quickly. But yes, I also want to chat about five marketing angles that you need to implement into your TikTok strategy for 2023 to help you shine and grow. So let's go through them. Five marketing angles that you need to implement. Number one, establish your clear values and mission. Like I said before, be clear on why you're doing it, be clear on what you're doing, and be clear on your key messaging and your values and your mission. When you are clear on this, your content will flow and your motivation to create content will become so much more easy for you. Number two, be transparent and accountable. Be transparent. It's not that hard on TikTok. I am so transparent on TikTok. On Instagram, different story, I'm not. But on TikTok, I cry on camera. I tell people how I'm feeling. I tell people the struggles. I tell people the highs. I tell people the lows. It's not hard to be transparent. When you're transparent, you're creating connection with someone. That means you're creating community with them. And then in turn, if you were selling a product or a service, they're going to go to your website and they're going to purchase your product or service or talk to you about your product or service. And in turn, because you are creating connection and community, you are also making revenue. Keep that in mind. Number three, establish your brand personality. Okay, so personal branding and brand personality is so important, no matter if you are a brand, a person, a product, service, whatever. You need to be clear and establish who you are as a brand and your brand's personality, if that is relevant to you. So think about what you want to perceive to other people, how you want your tone of voice to be, how you want your brand to look in terms of colors, styles, fonts, etc. And then kind of go from there. So as soon as you are clear on your goals, your mission, your values, who you are as a brand or who you are as a person, if you stick to that kind of style guide, people will then be able to see your brand's personality shine through and kind of stick to that and be consistent with that. Number four, be entertaining. Like I said before, TikTok is an entertainment platform, not so much a social media platform. It doubles down as one, but it's firstly an entertainment platform, hence why it just surpassed Netflix in the number of users under 35. So keep that in mind. You need to be entertaining. You need to grab someone's attention within the first 2 seconds of a video. You need to be able to tell a story or educate them by being entertaining. So, you know, you could be funny, but you could also be sad. It doesn't matter as long as you are grabbing their attention straight away. So with that, you can use hooks. So if you're doing a voiceover, a lot of people would say, like for a day in the life, for example, they would say, "Hi everyone, welcome back to a day in the life. Today I'm doing this, this, this." Straight away, you've lost my interest. I don't care about you saying, "Hi everybody, welcome back to a day in the life." I know it's a day in the life. You set it on your screen. Whereas I've started to do this in my personal videos and I've noticed a huge difference. So now I will say, "Oh my God, today I did the most insane thing." Or, "Oh my gosh, today I tried this restaurant for the first time." Or, "Have you guys ever felt like this? Or have you ever tried this? Or does anyone else think about this?" And it's kind of grabbing them with a hook straight away so that you can be entertaining to them and get their attention within the first few seconds of a video. Keep that in mind. Number five, and the last one that I want you to implement into your TikTok strategy for 2023 is to build a community. I cannot stress how important community is on TikTok. It's probably the easiest platform to be able to build a community on just because of how much the algorithm pushes your content to like-minded people or people who have interest in your things. So make sure you are fostering and building a community, asking people questions, engaging in the comments, commenting on other creators' videos, commenting on other brands' videos, just making your name put out there a lot more than you are kind of like used to. So we've now covered what kind of trends we can expect to be making waves in 2023, and we have covered five marketing angles that you need to implement in 2023. We are now going to cover algorithm tips that will help you go viral, hopefully, in 2023. So number one, I actually just spoke about this, but hook your audience within 3 seconds. So some hooks that you can use are, "Does anyone else, you won't believe what happened to me today, you need to try this, am I the only one who," and so on. Pretty self-explanatory. Number two, focus on a niche. So this comes down to knowing your why and what your brand mission and values are, but focus down on a niche. So look, a lot of people say to stick to one niche, but you can have more than one niches. So my niche is, I think I've actually got it in my TikTok bio so that people know what to kind of expect when they come to my page, but I've got on here marketing, content, and life. And then I would say, like, in those pillars, I focus on lifestyle, fashion. They're probably my main two things, and marketing. So know your niche. I'm obviously not going to go and post a TikTok dance because that's not my niche, or me like doing some kind of like workout because I'm also not a fitness creator. So just know your niche and kind of stick to that. Number three, use trending TikTok audio. A lot of people ask me how they can find this, and you can go on the Ads Manager TikTok website to kind of find what's trending, but that's usually only like copyright sounds that you can find on there. So my number one tip for finding trending audio is to be on TikTok all the time. As soon as you find an audio that you've seen one or two people use more of that has a lot of videos with it, click on it and save it. Put it in your bank for later and remember to use it. So stick to TikTok trending audios. Number four, experiment with new TikTok features. Like any other social media platform, TikTok is always rolling out new features and new things that you can expect in that app. So another thing that they just released actually was a location tag. So now you can tag whether you are in Sydney or the Gold Coast or America or wherever you are in the world. You can literally pin it to that. And it will also then geo-target who's in that area. So features that you can use are hashtags, tagging your friends, adding it to a playlist. You could use sound effects. You could use filters. Like, TikTok has so many features, so utilize them, experiment with them, and see what works. Number five, use relevant hashtags. Please stop using FYP as your hashtag because TikTok has actually flagged that as a red flag. For TikTok and will not push out your video. So stop doing that. Be relevant in your hashtag. So if it's a day in the life, hashtag day in the life, day in my life, vlog, day in the life as a ... Or if it is a fashion haul, you could do fashion, OOTD, haul, shopping haul, so on. If it is a fitness video, hashtag fitness, hashtag sport, hashtag motivation. Be relevant in your hashtags. It will work in your favor. Number six, engage with similar content creators or brands. Like I said before, make sure you are commenting on other brands' things, videos, or like finding creators who are similar to you and commenting on their things. They could also turn out to be your friend in the future, which has happened with me a few times. So props to that. But yes, just make sure you are engaging all the time with your audience, other people's audiences, et cetera, et cetera. Number seven, create accessible content. So create content that people are able to access easily, save, like share, and add to their favorite so that they can go back and use it and also kind of replicate it and use it as an education piece. Number eight, find the best time to post for you. So posting on TikTok is all an experiment, and finding the right times to post is tricky, but it is doable. So just experiment with different times. Different days will have different times. So like Friday nights aren't great for engagement because everyone's out on the town partying. So do it on a Friday morning, or Sunday nights are great because people are scrolling on their phones. So just become aware of what times work for you, because it's going to be different for everyone. Number nine, make shorter videos. As I said before, our attention spans are getting smaller and smaller. So within, the first 3 seconds, you need to get someone's attention, but then how long are you going to keep them engaged in the video for? So I like posting videos around 7 to 15 seconds because they are quick, sharp, and effective. Whereas for my day in the life and my vlogs, I like to do about a minute. So keep them short. Don't go too long, because I'm sure people will only stay for the first few seconds anyway. And number 10, do not delete old content. So a lot of people think, oh, this content's not relevant anymore, I'll just delete it. But keep them on there. It's got your views. It's got kind of your footprint on TikTok. Unless obviously it's a really bad video, then you can delete it. But leave all your content on there. I love that TikTok is raw and organic and real. So you should just enjoy it and embrace it. And yes, you will see, honestly, your TikTok getting the views it needs to get in 2023. I am going to wrap up this episode here. I want to keep these episodes short, about 30 minutes long. So trying to keep it short, simple, smart, and effective, just like TikTok, because I know my attention span is not the greatest, and I bet you yours isn't either. Anyway, guys, have an amazing first week of January. 2023 is going to be the best year yet. Mark my word, you heard it here first. It is going to be the year of a glow up era. It is going to be the year of travel, of money, of success, of doing what we want, of living our best lives. And I'm so excited to freaking see it. So thank you for listening. I am so grateful. I'm so happy to be in this studio recording with my headphones on. It's very fun. It's very different to my Gold Coast apartment floor, but I am here for it. But anyway, guys, have an amazing day, an amazing first week of 2023. Love you all so much, and I will talk to you in the next episode.